This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This is the show where you get the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And occasionally, we mix in a little bit of fun stuff, and even stuff that sometimes you have to go and verify for yourself, and that is your own truth. See, everything that we say is not meant to be gospel. What we try to do is help direct you in your thought processes so you can find out the truth that you see. Now, what I will tell you is that we always are truthful to, which is the core of what we represent. Sometimes we fall short of that. We fall short of that as Christians. We fall short of that as Americans. We fall short of that as people, human beings. We fall short of that as conservatives. We fall short of that as parents. We fall short of that as children. We fall short of that as brothers and sisters and friends. But you know what? We always respect the core. We understand, or at least we should understand, I hope by now, that we are not perfect. But what I will tell you is, in comparison to those lecherous, lying leftists, you are gods. All of you, little g, gods. We all are. Because you at least aspire to something better. And most of us, that yes, we can succumb to the trappings of man, you know, wanting nicer homes, nicer clothes, better cars, better this, that, or the other. You do aspire. And sometimes you feel guilty for it. But you shouldn't feel guilty for aspiring for better as long as that's not what makes you. In other words, if you don't achieve better, you're okay. Because you know who you are. That was the toughest thing in my life as a youngster, is learning who I was and accepting who I was. This poor little black kid whose dad was in prison. Who wants to go around saying that? Hey, Kev, never see your dad at the ball game. Well, he's in San Quentin. You know, you might make up your own little, reality, if you will, right? Because you don't want to tell people that. It's okay. It really is. And I learned that it was okay. And I hate to say it, there are people, I feel sorry for you. You know what, they feel sorry for me. But understand me, when you're dealing with me, that's something that was missing from my life. And that may be the cause of something. And that's what we learn about each other. That's what makes us all different. Now, many of you have a commonality. You had your daddies. And I look at you and I have this idea of what that's like, because fortunately I was raised by my grandparents and my grandfather stepped in. But now I don't have my granddaddy. So that gives me a pathology. We all have a pathology and it makes us different, but we all have our core. The difference is the left doesn't have a core. See, we can accept our individuality because we all know what binds us. The left cannot accept their individuality. They claim to accept their individuality, but the only thing that binds them, if you want to call it that, is a devious core. And that devious core is against anything that would make them have to live to our core. See, that bothers them. Because there's a set of rules. They think of themselves as radical. I'm radical if I don't believe in God. I'm radical if I believe that government can do it all, and I can force people to do it for me. That they consider that that's radical. It is radical if you don't believe in God. It is radical if you don't hold yourself to something bigger than you. They don't. The biggest thing about a leftist is them. They play God. They know what's best for the planet. They know what's best for your children. They know what's best for you. They know how to spend your money best. How could you possibly know any of these things? That's the difference. As much as I might say, I wouldn't invest in that. You can do it. And you know what? I've been wrong. I told a friend of mine years ago not to invest in Netscape. It soared. Now, I had made, you know, a bunch of money through an investment that I gave them. I said, hey, you might want to check this out. And they did really well. But then they came back to me and go, hey, people are talking about this Netscape thing. And I knew nothing about it. But what I didn't want them to do is to lose the money that I had gained them. And I said, I wouldn't touch it. Look at what you just won with my money. And Netscape went like 50 times higher. If they'd invested the 10 grand they won from me, they would have had 500. No exaggeration. They would have had over like $500,000. I felt horrible. And you know what I stopped doing? I stopped telling people what to do. I said, here's what I made you. Now you got to go make your own decision. And that's what conservatives do. But you know what leftists do? They say they're right. And no matter what, even the outcome. And you know what? I told my friend, I said, hey, I got to fall on the sword for that one. And luckily he was like, dude, I made the decision. You know, I could have listened to you. I mean, or not listened to you. But I made the decision. Okay, we're cool. And we were cool. But that's the difference, folks. And that's why we hold ourselves to this standard. And so when it's attacked, and it has been, it's under attack. It's been under attack for decades. I had somebody tell me that they've only noticed this attack in the last decade. I said, really? Friend of mine, young black lady who was a Democrat, staunch Democrat, became a Republican. And she said, I've only noticed in the last decade. I go, when did you convert? In a decade? Yeah, well, that's when you notice, and that's the only time you started to notice. I mean, she converted like 8 or 9 years ago. She says it was the 2 years leading up to that where she got it, dealing with her kids in school and having to, you know, understand everything, that the indoctrination process and how it was against what she felt in her core. That's what we've got to be going after. When you ask yourself, what is our task? People ask me all the time, Kevin, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Your task is with every interaction you have with the left, you stand tall. You do not allow yourself to be bullied because they don't like your ideas. Your ideas make them have to come to grips with who they are. Ask yourself this. You've got an addict. And I mean, they are destructive. You've seen this show Intervention, or you certainly heard of them. They're destructive. The only thing you can do is shake them and wake them up, because anything short of that, they will not listen. That's what we're experiencing right now in this country. We have addicts. They are addicts to the left. They're addicts to the drug of government. The government that will take your money and give it to somebody who wholly doesn't deserve it, is never going to earn it. And you think that that addict is going to stop? You think you're going to take the needle out of their arm? You're going to take the band from around their arm when they're trying to find that vein to get that high? You're out of your mind. They will never relinquish that. And it's time that we recognize that we have created a nation of addicts. Well, who was it? Old Holder called us a nation of cowards. No, we are a nation of addicts. And we are afraid to confront this addict because he cries foul on us. Y'all, you don't love me anymore. Y'all hate me. I'm going to go commit suicide. Then go. Have an intervention. That's what I'm doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. My book is called Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. You can get it at racepimping.com. And it tells you lots of cool stuff that you live every single day. And, in fact, it should kind of be your little Bible that you keep in the car with you at all times, second only to your actual Bible. Oh, my goodness. I wrote that book as a joke. But what it really says in a nutshell is, be true to who you are, right? It was a joke book that said, white folks, you can get in on race pimping and make sure that you get your share of the money that's out there. And for all the white folks that don't want to go get theirs, well, you'll be getting it from them. So now you become a glorified pimp. And so you're no longer getting taken advantage of. Now, it was a joke because I wanted you to recognize where your money's going. I talked to a group of academics the other day, and I told them, I said, do you think that more money goes to in colleges around the country? Do you think it goes to an engineering program that's having breakthroughs in technology every single year? These programs, these studies these hallowed professors come in and they generate millions of dollars to the university because of things that they discover, sometimes through government grants or whatever. So they get this money, they make a discovery. The professor becomes world-renowned. I remember Dr. Chu, who was a... It was either Chu or Liu. Now I can't remember. He was Chinese. But anyway, he was taught us substrate. He was metallurgy and all these different things. He had so many different degrees. He was amazing. And he was like responsible for 40% of the income in the engineering department and a huge chunk of what was coming into the university because they would just pour, companies would pour money into this guy. The technology you have in your phone and all that is a direct result of his work. Well, anyway, despite that, the humanities are the people who got the money. Their budgets will be 17-25% year on top of year. And the engineering school would get 3% if they're lucky. I mean, you're talking about a system that says we're going to finance all this nonsense, and I've talked about this before. In my engineering classes, half of my classes were engineering, computer science, math, and things that made me better in engineering, and the rest of it was fluff. I had to take some stupid class, like it was an ethnicity class, and it was geared towards black. I had a choice. I could take like a Hispanic, Chinese, whatever, so I took the black one, and it was the biggest joke. I can't even tell you what the book looked like if you put it in my face. If you turned to a page, I wouldn't remember. I just know what I needed to get my grade, and I was in and out, but it was indoctrination. So a friend of mine argued, says, well, Kevin, you need that stuff because it rounded out your engineering degree. I go, what are you talking about? I said, let me tell you about great mathematician, great scientist, Leonardo da Vinci. Study da Vinci. Study what he did in art. Study what he did in architecture. Study what he did in engineering and science and math. And you'll get an education in all of the humanities. I said, people dismiss the idea that we engineers are a bunch of people that have no clue about history or whatever. I said, the great engineers, Sir Isaac, and mathematicians, Sir Isaac Newton, physicists, are history themselves. Look at the history of what they fought against. Some of these people were executed because of their views. When they said the world was not flat, that was radical for somebody to say, believe it or not. So when you look at the history of the politics of math, the politics of science in general, you get an idea. You get this history. You will have a rich history. I told you guys about, I did a thing on Ramanujan, an Indian mathematician who went to, I believe, Oxford and studied. And the British didn't take him seriously because he was Indian. So it had racial implications, right? It also had class implications.
Oh, he can't. That Indian couldn't possibly teach us anything.
And Ramanujan says, I can come here and teach you a lot. So you've got that, the two cultures colliding. And so this Indian kid ends up going to Harvard. And get this. They ask him, how does he get his math, his inspiration? And, of course, he gets it through God. He says, God gives it to me. It just comes into my brain. And an atheist in England works with him and says, no, you have to be able to prove these with theorems, with, I'm losing my train of thought, but in terms of what it's called. But in math, you got to they call proofs. There it was. You have to prove it, and I couldn't think of proofs. So you have to make these proofs that say, that if I can go infinite factorial and my math equation will figure it out. So if you say, how many combinations can I get to get to the adding 1,337,213, and you put that into this equation, and it'll spit out an answer that is 100% right. Even though that number may come into your head because this kid could think of anything, you got to prove it. Scientist isn't going to go,
oh, okay, I guess you're right.
So long story short, it was the so you got the religious aspect. Very religious kid. I don't know if he was Hindi or, what he practiced. And an atheist. And the atheist was trying to convince him that his God was a joke. And he's going, look, if you're going to respect my work, you're going to respect my methodology. So there was that impact. My only point to this is, in my curriculum, there was history. There was religion. There were, you know, the science, the societal aspects of different things. So the point of it is, and there were all these other aspects, but here's the point. We fund all this nonsense, and they say, oh, Kevin, it'll make you a better human being because you'll study some art class that you'll never use again. And that's exactly what happened. There are classes I honestly don't remember anything about it. And we fund this nonsense because they claim to us it's going to make us better, more well-rounded. You will get well-rounded if your instructors give you a curiosity in science. Learning who developed the computer and the history around it. For example, if you've ever seen the Enigma machine, and you find out that the guy who broke the code of the Enigma was one of the he's given credit as being one of the guys who developed the computer, as well as von Neumann. So they convinced me, regardless of who the people were, they convinced me, the left, that I needed these other classes, which I know I didn't, and I knew it at the time. And they charged me double for my education. And then they applied it to nonsense. And it's all the nonsense you see right now. Then they took that money, and instead of investing more in the types of things that I'm doing, or investing in people like me, where they claim they want to help these youngsters, they didn't do that. They invested in trying to make me, they tried to poison my mind. They tell me it's for the better. They tell me, Kevin, this is going to round out your experience in college. What rounds out your experience in college is you go there, you learn how to party, and you learn how to get work done simultaneously. That's what college is. If you really want to nail down the experience, it's the ability to say, I got to get up in the morning and go do something productive. Oh, but I can't pull an all-nighter, or I can go out and party till 2 o'clock and have to take a test or whatever. College shouldn't be about all this other gender appreciation crap and all the stuff that they're teaching. I'm going to show you a leftist when we come back that's a fraud, and he epitomizes leftism. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Ask Osama bin Laden whether I engage in appeasement.
Short day, I killed Osama bin Laden, which we could quickly learn that I killed Osama bin Laden, which tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. We reaffirmed our ties to each other, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, what race or ethnicity we were. We were united, one nation. Short day, it was nearly 10 years ago. September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, neighbors a hand. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, for what race or ethnicity we were. Short day, we were united, one nation. I killed Osama bin Laden, which we could quickly learn that I killed Osama bin Laden, which tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. We reaffirmed our ties to each other, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, what race or ethnicity we were. Short day, we were united.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Barack Obama is back in the news. He is, as we all know, he's got a $60 million book deal. He made $400,000 in a speech, and he has broken yet another record. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't locate the actual number, but I was told that Obama broke the record for a speaking fee, and according to sources, he gave a speech in Milano, Italy, with a tidy sum of $3 million. Now, in his defense, he gave the speech, and then he sat down and he talked to him. That's right. Jesus fed the leftists a bunch of fish. Yeah. The only problem was 500 people showed up, and Jesus had already bought $5,000 worth of fish. Or fish to feed 5,000 people. You knew where I was going with that. Oh, my goodness. Broke the speaking record. If that is indeed the case, $3 million is a lot of cheddar, much more than even the crooked Clintons got. And I wrote of the Clintons back when they were dealing with the Goldman Sachs things. I said Bernie Sanders wanted the transcripts from Hillary Clinton's speeches, but he sold out. In other words, Bernie decided, hey, I don't need these speeches anymore. But thankfully, we got a glimpse of the crooked nature of the Clintons by way of hackers. And Lord knows, Ms. Transparency wasn't going to do it for us. Remember when everybody asked Hillary Clinton for her speeches and she wouldn't give them? No. If Donald Trump does his taxes, then I'll do my speeches. And she wasn't critical of the tactics of Goldman Sachs that she railed against on Wall Street. And instead, she vowed to allow them a seat at the table. And here's how she put it. You guys help us figure it out, and let's make sure we do it right this time. And for that, Hillary Clinton was paid $500,600, some outrageous amount for her speeches. And she claims, no, it wasn't quid pro quo, because everybody will pay me $600,000 for a speech, or $500,000. Or $1 million that Bill Clinton got, maybe even $1.5 million. I heard one of his talks or his appearances, he's $1.5 million, something like that, right? But it wasn't quid pro quo. So then we get Barack Obama, who has probably doubled, maybe tripled the amount of money that Clinton's got. And they say, oh, no, 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 no harm, no foul. See, the scheme of what these guys are doing is what's important. You have to understand the motivation. As one of my friends put it about the Clintons, he said, the Clintons are nothing more than a slightly higher class version of Bonnie and Clyde. See, they run a racket. The Democrats know this, and they even condone it. Charity provides cover for their misdeeds and their get-rich-quick process. And let me explain something to you, folks. Barack Obama will do exactly the same thing. And the only difference is, like most criminals, he learned better. He watched the Clinton shortfalls, and he says, you know what? I'll isolate myself. So you can bet that Barack Obama is going to put a lot of it. Like, for example, he gave, what, a couple $1 million to some Chicago thing? And you can bet there's some quid pro quo that comes back to him in almost the same amount. So he donates $2.5 million. He'll get $1.5 million of some sort of benefit, and it washes out the tax and everything, and he still ends up at the same rate. You're going to pay for it. That's how the rich have set it up. And the rich left will decry it. They will, oh, this is terrible. As they get richer, as they use all the rules, they'll talk about how bad it is, and they'll demonize the rich Republicans or rich people who say, hey, that's the system. Now, look, and I'll be honest with you. We're all, if they give me a tax break, then I'm going to take it. But I wouldn't take it if I felt like it was hurting others. You know what I'm saying? The left doesn't care. They will hurt you to your core, and they won't give 2 seconds of thought about it. There are people that know that they are qualifying for things that they really shouldn't, or they could get, you know, if they had any kind of a morality, any type of ethics, they wouldn't do it. But they do it by the millions in this country, and they're being taught to do it. They're being told there's class warfare, and the very people who get rich and act as if they don't want to be rich are the ones who foster it. It's unbelievable. The Clintons stole so much money from Haiti doing this exact thing. The scheme works by the Clintons donating 10% of the funds raised by the, quote, charity. 10% through a meager amount keeps the scrutiny off the Clintons. After all, they gave something away, right? But forget about the 90% that goes into the Clinton slush fund and to fund all of their buddies, charities, and other stuff. That's the ruse of it. They get rich brokering deals for other people, which is the most clever way to do it, since the benefactors can then repay the Clinton Foundation with these high-paid speeches. And Barack Obama just cracked the record with his speech in Milano, Italy. And I'm going to get into that, but before I get into the actual speech itself, I want to tell you what the numbers are. Barack Obama, as you guys know, is a narcissist. Loves to speak about himself. And for the $3 million, the Italians, in the course of about 100 minutes, heard Obama talk about himself 216 times. So twice a minute, Barack Obama talked about self. And if the organizers of the Global Food Innovation Summit paid Obama this $3 million, they got their money's worth. He said, I, 168 times, me or my, 40 times, we, us, or our, referring to his family, 8 times. That was at the beginning. And we posted the entire speech online so you could see it, 2 hours plus. He comes into it about an hour in, and then it goes for about 100 minutes. And here's the thing, and I want to read a little piece. He says he's working to build an effective network of global activists. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit detail over the next couple of minutes. But here's what he goes on to say. The greatest thing I think I can give is to make sure everybody who is 20 years old, 21, 25, who are ready to make their mark on the world, that I can help them so they can take it to the next level. Now, what's most scary about this is the world takes Barack Obama seriously. We don't. Despite Obama's dismal record, you can bet that he will travel the globe with his misinformation. He will be all over the world talking about nonsense like global climate change and other leftist ideas, and that is what the world wants to hear. So he really believes he's graduated from being president to being world leader, you know, world god. I'm telling you how he's thinking, folks. We know it's ridiculous. We're going, you got to be kidding. The world doesn't think so. The world has been waiting on somebody to be their Pied Piper. And they love the idea of extending Barack Obama's reign, if you will. Now, we expose the guy as a failure here. But the world will use him and his blackness for their nefarious needs, and I want you to be warned about this. I don't want you to say, Kevin, this is a shock. It is not a shock. You've been told. Leftists in America are not the only people who depend on Obama being seen as a success. See, all these failing socialist countries, they share equally in Obama's failures. He represented this bold experiment in socialism where a country has almost unlimited resources. I mean, if socialism was going to work, right, the only place it had a chance is in the United States. Because you know what? We are suckers. We are suckers for every movement, every nonsensical thing. And because of our vibrant economy, we could finance all this nonsense. And we've done it. I want you to stop for 1 second and think about all the money that's gone into nonsense in this country. If we could get it back, if we could get back the money that we spent on fighting poverty, on fighting the war on women, on fighting the war on terror, on fighting the war on this or that, fighting the war on racism and all this other crap. Let me tell you something. We wouldn't even need any other countries. The GDP of America would be half of that of the world. And the global cabal says we have to have the United States participating in this or it will completely collapse. Ask yourself where the only country where things have worked out and where, you know, how this all this gets financed. They come to us to get it because we're the only thing that's working. Got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know we're going through a tough time right now, but here's what I also know. There will always be economic factors that we can't control. Spikes in oil prices.
I'm out of gas.
The economic headwinds coming from Europe.
I had a flat tire.
The Arab Spring.
I didn't have money for cab fare.
Gridlock in Washington.
My truck didn't come back from the cleaner.
George W. Bush.
I don't drink even come out of town.
Republicans.
Someone stole my car.
An earthquake.
There was an earthquake.
Irresponsibility on Wall Street.
Let's have a flood.
It is an outrage.
It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
But here's the good news.
It's Kevin Jackson.
Tell it like it is.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Tell it like it is. Have you seen the list of Obamacare taxes that President Trump eliminated? The leftists are panicked, folks, over taxes repealed in President Trump's health care proposal. Now, when Obama passed Obamacare, there were many lies he told to the American people. I don't have to go through all of them, but the most egregious was, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan, yada, yada, yada. And there was a lot of confusion around the bill because Nancy Pelosi was, we've got to pass the bill to see what's in the bill. So that's the retread, right? We all know that stuff. But as a presidential candidate, Obama promised repeatedly he would not raise any taxes on us. Any American earning less than $250,000 per year, he promised you not a single nickel of your money was going to be touched. And then he signed Obamacare, where he broke every essential promise that he made regarding taxes. We're talking about tens of millions of people that were impacted by this, and he didn't even look back. He ran your grandmother over and didn't even stop. He pretended he didn't even hear the bump. So here were some of the hidden taxes in Obamacare that affected everybody. And ask yourself, did the left give a crap? So the individual mandate tax hit 8 million Americans each. I'm talking about just the cost of insurance in and of itself. So what Trump did is say, nope, you don't have a tax. I've taken the teeth out of it. You're not going to have to pay for that. Because effectively, let me tell you what Obamacare meant. It meant we were double paying for health care. Because it didn't change any of the immigrants and illegals and people going to the emergency room that flatly were not going to get health care or pay for it. They still got it, and you were still going to get the bill for indigent care. Those hospitals were not going to eat it. It didn't change anything with Medicare or Medicaid. Supposedly reduced some numbers here and there, but that's all squeezed the balloon. It actually blew more air into the balloon is what it did. The next thing, it abolished the employer mandate, which together with the individual mandate repeal is about a $270 billion tax cut. It abolished Obama's medicine cabinet tax, which hit 20 million Americans with HSAs and 30 million Americans with FSAs. It was a $6 billion tax cut. The next thing it did, it abolished Obamacare's flexible spending accounts on 30 million Americans, $20 billion tax cut. It abolished Obama's chronic care tax, 10 million Americans with high out-of-pocket expenses, $126 billion tax cut. It abolished HSA withdrawal tax, which is a health $100 million tax. What that was is your health I guess it was like your if you took money out of your borrowed against your health savings account, then you had to pay that tax. It's like borrowing against your 401k. So if you had to do that for whatever reason, let's say you had to save your house and you had this money that was in your health savings account, well, they taxed you no longer. Abolished the 10% excise tax on small businesses with indoor tanning services. Small cut, but $600 million. It abolished the health insurance tax. $145 billion tax cut. I'm not really sure what that is because it sounds like the same one. The medical device tax, $20 billion. That's what the left were complaining about initially, was Obama was taxing people, medical equipment, people who were trying to save lives, people that made stents, people that made these pacemakers, people that made hips and knees and things like this. Any medical device, something that could save somebody's life, they taxed it. I mean, here you're trying to promote healthcare, which means you should be promoting R&D, certainly, in health. And what Obamacare was saying, in effect, was, we don't want you prolonging people's lives. We don't want you making people bionic or making their hearts run on a certain rhythm and keeping them alive longer. We want people to die. We need people to die. What are you doing? I'm just telling you that that's what they're saying in a nutshell. Did the Republicans even come out and fight against that in any kind of reasonable way? The answer is no. Obamacare's tax on prescription medicine, $28 billion. It is abolished. Obama's tax on retiree prescription drug coverage. Think about this. Old folks getting their drugs and Obama taxes them. I mean, look, if you care about old people, if you care about kids, if you care, then the Obamacare was riddled with fodder for the GOP to come out and say, really? They're the ones that always get accused of wanting to throw grandma off the mountain or under the train or whatever they call it. And this thing was just riddled with stuff you could have gone after, and they did none of it. I look back at this stuff and go, you've got to be kidding me. God, I mean, I know I wasn't as plugged in back when all this was coming in. I mean, we were just getting kind of started. But seriously? I'm appalled at the GOP. Obama manipulated these numbers the entire time that he was president, and even to the point of how many people love it. Yeah, I come back right now and I look at the situation. I say to myself, okay, so the left wants to convince us that everybody's in love with Obamacare. Let's get the stories, and then let's get the stories of the people that have been harmed. Let's really look at the numbers. If you wanted to put together a Madison Avenue campaign, a marketing campaign to show just how bad this has been, it would be the easiest gig on Madison Avenue. A marketing company would go, fine, when do you need this? Could we have it by tomorrow? Absolutely. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, nobody wanted this crap. Millions more people were impacted negatively by Obamacare than were impacted positively. The insurance companies are not pulling. I mean, let me put it to you this way. You're an insurance company, and the government now mandates insurance, and you're thinking, ooh, baby, we're going to feast. And then they start pulling out of the exchanges. Why didn't they feast? How could something become mandatory? And you as an insurance company, it would be like, you must eat at Chili's, okay? And so you go, Chili's is going, boy, it's going to be a run on the, you know, this. And everybody who comes to Chili's orders the lost leader, like your fries for 99 cents and water. That's it. That's all they order. And you've ordered hamburgers and chili and, you know, tacos and whatever. And all they want are French fries and water. That's what you've got them to come in on. What the government proves time and time again is even when they have a monopoly, when they set up something that cannot fail, they figure out a way to make it fail. The post office. The government has had a monopoly on postal. And a company comes along and says, I can do it better than that. I'll give you choices. I'll track it. You'll know everything. The government wants to cook your food in the dark of night and then say, here it is. And you go, oh, God, I know you didn't do anything to it. Then some restaurant comes along and says, because you're worried. You're like, I keep getting sick every time I eat the government's food. And then some other group comes along and says, you know what we'll do? We'll have an open kitchen where you can see everything that happens. There will be no three-second rule where we dropped your steak on the floor. You can watch us cook. And the government goes, why are we no longer getting any business? Well, because you were giving people botulism, and they didn't know what you were doing to the food. And we also do know that you were doing something to the food. And now we get to see it. I mean, it really is that. It's the post office versus FedEx. It's a restaurant that, you know, prepares your food and gets you sick, and one that says you can watch us do it. And there's a hundred other analogies you can make or comparisons, but that's exactly what we're dealing with. And what they did with Obamacare was in the cloak of night, they said, here, come take this poison. Come have a drink of strychnine or hemlock or something. Don't worry, it'll be good for you. It's not going to hurt you. And so that's and look, look at this any way you want. Donald Trump eliminated these taxes from us, and that's it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.